This is KCUR 89.3. Thomas Hart Benton spent some of his most productive years working in his Kansas City studio just behind the large stone house in Midtown where he lived with his family. As KCUR's Julie Denishay reports, there's one person who knows that house almost as well as the famous painter who lived there.
It's mid-morning in the Roanoke neighborhood, just a couple blocks away from the rush of cars on Southwest Traffic Way. The imposing limestone house where Thomas Hart Benton lived was built in 1903. The Bentons bought it in 1939 and lived there for 36 years. The home's been a museum since 1977. Occupying one-third of an acre, it's Missouri's smallest state park. Steve Sitton is a historic site administrator. Visitors are milling around in the Welcome Center, so it's time for a tour.
Hello, how are you folks doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Welcome to the Thomas Hart Benton home. My name is Steve. Are you guys familiar with Benton, his artwork?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, sometimes people come in and they're not real sure, or they know he was a painter and that's about it. And then they start seeing the artwork and it's kind of, oh, that guy. Well, let's step on out then and we'll take a look around.
6,000 visitors toured the home last year. Sitton says he likes to give his tours as if the Bentons have just stepped out for the day. It's not hard to do. The home has been preserved nearly unchanged. Clothes hang in the closet. Books fill the shelves. Paintbrushes peek out from coffee cans in the studio.
I often refer to the Bentons in the present tense. Tom says this, Tom thinks that, Tom does that. Well, he's been dead since 1975, but having all the things around really kind of brings him back to life.
After giving tours for 16 years, Sitton knows every inch of the home. In fact, he lives right upstairs. It's part of his job.
Well, I actually do live in the Benton home. My apartment is up on the third floor, so I get to live in this wonderful Roanoke neighborhood. I get to walk to work, go home for lunch, which is all wonderful.
Sitton says he learned early on that living where you work is convenient. Sometimes too convenient.
One thing I really have to do, I think, is keep it very separate. This is my work life, that is my personal life. And so in the evening, I'm not down here in the office or in the home itself. It's not my stuff that is the museum.
Keeping work and personal separate is a good idea, but it's not always as easy as it sounds.
My mother brings people here quite a bit, or friends will come for a tour. And that's a hard tour to do because they do notice that I speak a little differently. I project a little more. I become a little more the talking head sort of thing. They're like, that's not the Steve I know. And I know when I start talking about Tom Benton, even when I'm off work, I then slip more into that sort of that voice. I just do.
Benton painted right up until the end. He died in his studio at the age of 85, just before signing his final piece, a mural for the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. Since Benton died on the property, Sitton does get questions about ghosts. A fourth grader working on a school project had a theory.
She said she had read on the internet that sometimes people see the face of Tom Benton looking out of one of the third floor windows. And was that true? Was that his ghost? And I had to tell her that no, it was probably just me that people were seeing looking out of the window sometimes. And it kind of crushed her a little bit. I think that was going to be the climax of her paper.
At 4 o'clock, the final tour group is gone, and it's time for Sitton to close up.
Well, we just, you know, at the end of the day, just turn off all the lights, close the shades. And I do just kind of have a regular routine, a path I take.
Past the grand piano in the living room, through the vintage kitchen and rooms where thousands of visitors have worn a path in the carpet before heading to his apartment upstairs, for a few hours at least. The empty house will be Steve Sitton's. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denishay.
The Thomas Hart Benton home is open year-round, and tomorrow it will be part of the Roanoke Home and Garden Tour. You'll find more information and photos at kcur.org/arts.